All set to go?
Standing by.
Okay.
Matter of seconds. And we are live.
Okay, standing by. Here we go. The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. And welcome to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Of the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio, Pastor John Ward.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God is good. Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I trust you all are doing well tonight, and it is such a privilege to be with you as we are every Sunday night. Man, I just love Jesus. I love the Word of God. I love God's people, and I know you're the same way, and that's why you had joined us tonight, and you're a part of our radio family, and we're so glad that you are. Tonight marks the 100th show. Man, can I get an applause in the background? Let me know. I thought I had an applause. Oh, that's pretty good, Gary. Praise the Lord. Amen. Man, 100 shows we are celebrating tonight. Absolutely amazing. And what a ride it has been. And I'm telling you, we're growing every single week. We see more and more people joining our radio family. And it's just amazing. And it's amazing to be a part of this with you all, where it's not just, this is not a one-man show, man. Spirit of Faith Talk Radio. So it's all of us together learning and growing in Christ. Praise God. And what a privilege it is. So I want y'all to know that I love you, and I'm so thankful for every single one of you. And I know that we're going to have a great 100th episode tonight in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had a sound effect here, and I can't figure out how to open it back up. I've got all these new toys, and I don't know how to use them. Praise God, but I will learn in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Well, I'm excited about a great show tonight, so I really encourage you to let somebody know. If you're watching on Facebook right now, give us a like, give us a share. You see, I've got behind me right now, that is Jerusalem, and that is the Western Wall right behind me. That's the Dome on the Rock. And people have been asking me now for some time, Gary, what, every couple months, people are asking me when we're going to Israel.
That's right.
And so we are going to Israel with our headquarters church, which is Word of Faith International Christian Center, under the leadership of Bishop Keith A. Butler. We're going with Bishop Butler on November 1st of 2021. So this November, we will be flying from New York City nonstop to Tel Aviv, and we will be in Israel for 9 days. And it is going to be an amazing time. It's a first-class trip. We'll be staying in top hotels. Everything will be top. So it's not an inexpensive trip by any means. It's $5,100 US. But everything is included in that except for lunches. So your tips, transfers, guides, everything is included in that. And I'll be going. My wife, Pastor Cheryl, will be going. If you go with us, you can be on a bus with me. I'll make sure that we're on the same bus. Love to have you come with us. And it's just going to be a great time in the Lord, a great time together. And I'm telling you, your life is never the same after you've been to Israel. It is a life-changing experience. The Bible absolutely comes alive. And you'll see things and experience things that Jesus experienced, that the apostles experienced. It's just amazing. So I really encourage you, check it out. Go to wordoffaithtoronto.com /Israel 2021. And if you're watching on Facebook, I will figure out here real quick how to put it up. And you can just go to that link. It is Word of Faith Toronto.com /Israel 2021. And it's, oops, I misspelled it. Hallelujah. And it's up on the screen right now. So, you know, pray about it. This is the spirit of faith, man. We don't go by sight. We don't go by just what we have available. We believe God. So pray about it. If you feel led to go, start believing God for it. And it's an absolutely life-changing event. Now, we will be scheduling another trip to Israel in the next 24 months. For our church in Toronto, we do a top of the line trip. We do a 4-star trip, but it's a lot less expensive. Don't ask me why. I couldn't exactly explain to you, but we're able to do it for a lot less. Now, this will be my 5th trip there. My first 2 trips, I collected a lot of information and I figured out how to do it myself. So we took 64 people there. We did everything a la carte without a travel agent. And we were able to significantly reduce the cost to get people to Israel. So I want to say it was around 3,500 Canadian. So that's about 2,200 U.S. So we were able to do it for half the cost. Nevertheless, this trip is with Bishop Butler and myself and Pastor Cheryl, my wife, and many others are going. Typically, there's about 120 people or so. I don't know if it'll be that many coming off of COVID now, but it's going to be a life changer. So I really encourage you to pray about coming. Praise God. All right, let's pray tonight. Let's get right into the Word. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and praise and honor. Father, we thank you for the radio audience tonight. We thank you, Lord, for those that are tuning in on Facebook. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you that you are faithful, that you are a very present help in the time of trouble, that you never leave us and you never forsake us. We pray for all those that are battling COVID and those that are dealing with fear of COVID. We pray, Father, that you would strengthen each and every one and that you would continue to harden us to difficulties so that we do not succumb to the pressure, but that we keep our eyes fixed on you, and we know that you always cause us to triumph in Christ. We are not losers, we are winners. We are not those that give up. We are those that always overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives even unto death. We trust you, we praise you, and we magnify you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody in agreement said amen. Praise God. Now, do me a favor. Take a moment right now and copy the link for Reality Radio 101 and send it to two friends. Send it out to two people and let them know we are live. Also, if you're on Facebook, give me a quick share. Give me a quick like, and it'll help build the audience on Facebook. And then, of course, send out the Reality Radio 101. I'm amazed, Gary, at how we grow every single week. On Reality Radio 101, there's only been three times in 100 episodes that we have taken a slight dip, and it was always less than 100.
Well, look at the content we're giving. Of course,
hey,
we're gonna.
Hey, come on now! Wow, what an encouragement! Praise God! So it is just so awesome to be with you all every single week, and to be with you tonight. Praise God! Man, the Lord is so good. So this past week, we had folks listening in from Argentina, from Estonia, Germany, Jamaica, Japan, Mexico, Norway. Man, the people listening in Russia keep going up every week. More people in Russia, Switzerland, Turkey. The United States comes in at number two, and number one number of listeners is from Canada. Oh, Canada. Man, it's so awesome having the most listeners from the country that we're broadcasting. Of course, we're here live just east of Toronto, Ontario, the beautiful city of Toronto. And again, it's such a privilege to be with you guys every single Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so let's get into the word tonight. Let's go to our text, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we will read verse 13. I'm reading from, let's read from the New Living Translation, 2 Corinthians 4:13. And it says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak." So the speaking is something that comes from the believing. If there is no speaking, you are not believing. Have you ever asked yourself, am I really in faith? Have you ever asked yourself, am I really believing God? Have you ever asked yourself that question, Gary?
Yes.
You know, typically when you ask that question, it's because you are in faith. Or it could be that the Holy Spirit is trying to help you realize that you need to get back into faith. But the way that you know whether you're not in faith is not about how you feel. You can feel the darkest, the gloomiest, the most doubtful, and yet be full of faith. Feelings are not faith. But as you continue in faith, you're going to see two main things that will rise up, hallelujah, when you are in faith. And it's your joy and your peace. Joy will increase. Peace will rise up when you are in faith. But if you want to know whether or not I'm acting in faith here, and you can have all hell coming against you, every force of darkness, which is not true. There's never every force of darkness working against you. God will never, 1 Corinthians 10:13, God will never allow you to be tempted above what you can handle. But with the temptation, he always makes a way for you to be able to escape, that you may be able to bear it. So again, don't go by what you see and don't go by what you feel. Go by what you know, which is the word of God. But the way that you know whether or not you're in faith is simply by what you say. And when you speak God's word, that shows you that you are believing God. We also find that in Mark 11 and verse 24. Let's look at that real quick. Mark 11 and verse 24. Praise God. Let's see if I can get fancy and put it up on the screen for you. There it is. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, let's start with verse 22. Jesus answering them said, "Have faith in God." The word faith is the Greek word pistis, which means confidence, assurance, persuasion. He said, "Have faith in God." One translation says, "Have the God kind of faith." Operate in the kind of faith that God has. And here's the God kind of faith, verse 23. Truly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things that he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Gary, how do you doubt in your heart? Do you have any idea?
No, not in my heart.
How do you
my
doubt
head.
In your heart? Well, what did you? How do you doubt in your head?
Well, when I pray and things don't come the way I want them, I doubt everything. Right? You doubt faith. You doubt the Lord, which is a terrible thing.
But did you know that a lot of times those thoughts that are coming to your head are not your thoughts?
Yes.
See, Ephesians chapter 2 says that Satan is the prince of the power of the air, or the air waves. He works on frequencies. You know, you own a radio station, you're a producer, you've been doing this for a lot of years, and even for us to go on tonight, you had to take the time and find a satellite.
That's right.
And then you had to uplink to that satellite. Well, what Satan does is he uplinks to us. He uplinks to us, and then he puts thoughts in your head, but you think that they're your thoughts. As a matter of fact, you don't own the satellite. You don't own the main station where the broadcast is going through up to the satellite, correct?
That's correct.
But it's as if you own it. This is Reality Radio 101.com.
Right.
This is your deal, but it's going through somebody else. And what happens is Satan wants us to take ownership of his thoughts. So he will put thoughts in your head to get you to tempt you to doubt, but get you to think that they're actually your thoughts, and try to get you to claim ownership of those thoughts, when those thoughts that come into your head are not coming from you. They're coming from demon spirits. And these demon spirits are disembodied spirits. That's what a demon is. And it's trying to get us to take ownership of their thoughts, because demons want us to conform to their personality. And so when you doubt, it's because you are yielding to the wrong thought. But that's not doubting. Doubting is not having thoughts in your head. That's not doubting. Doubting is the Greek word diakrino. And diakrino means to withdraw from, to oppose, to contend, to judge. The word doubt, D-O-U-B-T, is where we get the word double, D-O-U-B-L-E. And so doubting means to be double-minded. It means to be of two opinions. And so you say one thing, and then you say another thing about the same subject. Now, here's what Jesus said. He said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever is in your heart in abundance is what you are going to say with your mouth. Listen now. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The heart is the Greek word cardia. Cardia, K-A-R-D-I-A, is where we get the word cardiac or heart. But it also means center. So the center of your being is who you really are, which is your spirit man. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. And so if you are speaking, whatever you're speaking, it's coming from the abundance of your heart. So doubting in your heart means that you're speaking with your mouth what you believe. Out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth speaks. Your mouth is saying what's in your heart in abundance. And notice Jesus here, he says, if you shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe. Now underline that word believe. You see it on your screen there? Believing is a choice. Believing is a choice. You choose what you believe. You choose what to have faith in. Believe and faith is the same word. And so what you choose to believe is what's going to come out of your mouth, which means you have to choose what comes out of your mouth. Being a Christian doesn't happen by accident. You don't become a believer just because it's God's will for you to be a believer. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God's will is that every single person become a believer. God's will is for everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You don't become a believer by accident. You don't become a believer because it's God's will. You become a believer because you make it your will, because you choose to believe. Believing is something that you choose to do. So I choose to believe God, which means that faith is something that you must do on purpose. Faith is not something that happens automatic. Faith is a choice. I choose to believe God. I choose to trust God. I choose to walk by faith and not by sight. Praise the Lord. It is a choice, and it is not going to happen automatic. John the Baptist, regarding the kingdom of God, the scripture says that the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. You have to fight this fight of faith, fight this fight in the kingdom of God. It's not something that just comes natural. And Paul told us in Timothy, he said to fight. You hear me say it every week. Tonight, today will be 100th time that we have to fight the good fight of faith. It's a fight. It's a battle. It's an effort. It's a struggle sometimes. And yet, when you're in faith, you'll know you're in faith because of the words that you say, but also because there is fruit or evidence that you're in faith. Let's take a look at Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. If you'd go there, please. Romans 14 and verse 17. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to get on board tonight, I'd love to hear from you. I got emails coming in, but you can still get on board. There's plenty of time by emailing us at instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'll put this up on the screen for you all to see it. I'm in Romans 15. Where did I tell you? Not Romans 15. Romans 14 and verse 17. Those are my notes if you're watching on Facebook. Romans 14, 17. And let's see what this says. It says, and the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, if you read the whole chapter here in Romans 14, you find out that they were having some dissension and some contention and some disputes about whether you can eat meat or not eat meat. And some said, well, the meat might have been offered to idols, so I'm afraid that if it was offered to idols, I don't want to eat it because it won't please God, so I'm not going to eat it. And others said, well, whatever you bless in the name of Jesus, it's blessed and sanctified by the word of prayer, by the word and prayer. So here's the question. Who is right? The ones that won't eat meat or the ones that will eat meat? Well, they're both right. And if you go down and you look at verse 23 of chapter 14, he says, he that doubts is damned if ye eat, but if ye eateth not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And so he's telling us here that you can be right or you can be wrong based on whether or not you are in faith. And how do you get in faith? You get in faith based on what your words are, what you believe in your heart and what you say with your mouth, the same way we got saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, praise God. And so here he says, the kingdom of God, back to verse 14, is not in meat or in drink, but it is righteousness, verse 19 rather, peace and joy in the, praise God. Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not in meat or in drink, but in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And so when you're walking with the Lord and you're operating in the kingdom of God, you're going to be filled with righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, what is faith? We don't see faith here. We don't see faith talked about here in the kingdom of God. Well, we understand that faith is the conduit. The faith is the tube in which we receive the power. There's power that's flowing on your street in most places where you live. Probably everybody listening to this broadcast has power flowing down their street. But you got to tap into that power. There's a transformer somewhere within a few houses of where you live, and you need to run wires. In Canada, we run wires underground, which is the smart way to do it. In the United States, they run wires above ground, and then when the wind blows, it knocks them down, and you lose power for 6 hours, praise God. But our wires are underground, praise God. But I have to have wires that run from my house to the transformer. The transformer then runs to the main connection, and then back to the power station, which sends me the power. Well, that's how faith works. Faith is the tube. Faith is the wire that allows me to receive the power. We are saved by grace. So the grace is the power, but it's through faith. The conduit to which I receive is faith. Praise God. And now turn your page a little bit to chapter 15, Romans 15 and verse 13. And notice what this says. It says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy, not some joy. How much joy? All joy and all peace. I always emphasize this because it's not just all joy and some peace. This and when I was a kid, I don't know if Gary remembers this or not, but when I was a kid, it was one of those shows that they had on, and it was every Saturday morning, and the guy would come on and he'd say, conjunction, junction, what's your function? And teach the kids what a conjunction is. Do you remember that, Gary?
I don't.
You don't remember that?
Well, I don't know.
It's because you're 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Praise God. So conjunction connects two things. And so when he says all joy, it's also all peace. So he says the God of hope fill you with all joy and all peace. And notice this next word. This next word is the word in. Now in, can you all see this on your screen? Yes, you can. This word in is a preposition en, and it can be translated to several different words, including through, which would have been a better translation here in this text. So we can read it like this. The God of hope fill you with all joy and all peace through believing. Now, the word believing here is the Greek word pistis. Pistis or pisteo, which is the conjugation of this word, means to have faith. It's a verb here. It means to have faith, to have trust, to have conviction, to have persuasion, to have confidence, praise God. And this is what we need to have in God. This is what faith is. Faith is being confident that what God said, he will do it. And so when we are in faith, we're going to be filled, notice this, filled with all joy and all peace. When you're in faith, you'll be filled with all joy and all peace. So we know we're in faith by, number one, the words that we speak. What are you saying about your health? What are you saying about your money? What are you saying about your relationships? What are you saying about your future? Are you in faith or are you in doubt? Are you speaking what God's word says? We find out in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so God's word is God speaking to us. And when we act upon what his word says, and we take possession of it by speaking it, confession brings possession. You say, God, I believe your word. I believe what you say, and I'm taking ownership. I'm receiving that word as my own. I believe that what you said about my health is true. I believe that what you said about my money is true. I believe that what you're saying about my finances are true. I trust you, and therefore I take it as my own. I speak it with my mouth. And now as I continue to speak the word of faith, as I continue to speak what God has said, there's going to be two gauges that are going to begin to go up on my faith mobile. My spirit is my faith mobile. My spirit is who I am. I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. And so as I begin to walk by faith, these gauges are going up. These gauges are getting filled. I got my peace gauge and I got my joy gauge. And those should be going up continually. Now, if I'm driving along in my faith mobile and I look down and I see that my peace gauge is down to 1/4, then I realize that my response, my fuel has gone down. And so I need to drive in to the local filling station and get a refill. Well, what's the local filling station? It is Spirit of Faith Radio, Spirit of Faith Talk Radio.com, Spirit of Faith Radio.com, rather. It's Spirit of Faith. It's getting the Word of God, getting tanked up every Sunday night at 8:30 p.m. It's going to church every Sunday. It's going to church every Wednesday. It's spending time in the Word of God every day. You know the parable, Gary, of the 10 virgins, right?
That's right. And you brought that up. Yeah.
Last week. I bring it up all the time because I think it's something that's critically important for every believer to be aware of. And Jesus gave a parable about his second coming. And he said that there were 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And the difference is that 5 took the time to get oil. The other 5 were lazy. They were virgins. You could say they were Christians, but they got lazy. And they did not keep their lamp filled up with oil. And so at midnight, they were all sleeping. And the announcement came that the bridegroom is coming. The bridegroom is coming. They all woke up. And the 5 that were wise trimmed their lamps. In other words, they had fresh Energizer batteries. Their batteries had been on the battery charger, and they were ready to go. And they stuck it in their flashlight, turned it on, and they could see where to go meet the bridegroom. But the 5 that were foolish, they said, "Hey, wise people, we need some of your batteries." They said, "No, man, we can't give you our batteries. If we give you our batteries, we're not going to have batteries for our flashlights, and we won't be able to see where to go to meet the bridegroom." They said, "You go buy what you need from the one that sells batteries, and then you can meet us." And so when they were gone getting their batteries, the bridegroom came. And the door was closed. And when the 5 foolish ones came, they started knocking on the door. "Let us in, let us in, let us in, let us in." And he said, "I don't know you." Why? Because they weren't ready. See, faith is something that we have to continue to walk in. But the Bible says that we are saved by grace through faith. If the faith gets turned off, I'm getting a new meter put on my house here next week. They're putting a new meter and some different things for my electrical, not because it's broken, but because if I don't maintain it, it's going to break. Oh, I'm preaching, Gary.
Yeah, I get it.
If we don't maintain what we have, then it will not be able to do the job. So my box is rusted where my meter is. I have an old 100 amp service. My box is from 1976, my original box on this house, 1976. It's old. It's not the way it should be. So I have to spend thousands of dollars to upgrade the system in order to make sure that I can keep having power flow into my house. Am I preaching to anybody right now? And if we don't keep our batteries filled, if we don't keep oil for our lampstands, we won't be ready. You say, "Pastor, the Bible says once you're saved, you're always saved." What verse is that, my dear friend? Show me in the Bible. Never believe the words of a preacher. Man, yeah, but my grandma taught it to me. My grandma taught it, and I bought it, and I just believe that that's how it is. Well, you believe wrong, because that's not what the scripture teaches. I can give you no less than 23 scriptures that prove that once saved, always saved is a heresy. And of course, Satan wants you to believe it. He wants you to think you're saved by grace and you can live like the devil. You cannot live like the devil and still be saved. I'm just going to tell you the truth. You got to make a choice. You have to make a choice to believe God. Believing God means that we live holy. We make choices to live the way that is pleasing to the master, to the one who bought us, who paid himself for us. Praise God. Did Jesus live any way he wanted, Gary?
No.
Did Jesus live like the devil? Did Jesus live like a heathen? Did Jesus, you know, get drunk every night? Did Jesus smoke weed? Did Jesus fornicate? No, man. He kept himself pure. He kept himself holy. And the scripture tells us in Revelation, Jesus said, I overcame, so every one of you must also overcome. And he that overcomes will be given the crown of life. What about the one who doesn't overcome? The one who does not endure hardness as a good soldier? The one who does not get oil for his lamp every single day? Well, the plain and simple truth is he will not be ready when the trumpet sounds. But we are not of that group. Come on now. We are not of that group. We are of those who endure hardness as a good soldier. We are the ones who believe God to the saving of the soul. We are the ones that do not quit. We are the ones that do not give up. Praise God. Amen. Well, once again, I'd love to hear from you tonight. You can email us instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Let's get to your emails tonight. Ooh, we got quite a few. Praise God. Amen. But there's time for you if you want to get on board instudio101@gmail.com. You can also get on board live with me and talk with me by simply emailing us instudio101@gmail.com and put in the subject Zoom, and Gary will send you back a link and we will talk live. Make sure you do it though by 9:20 for time's sake. Praise God. Got an email here tonight from our friend Ruth. Ruth says, hello, Pastor. Congratulations on your 100th radio show. What a milestone. Blessings for another 100 shows. Praise God. I believe that, and we receive that in Jesus' name. Ruth, I call you blessed in the name of Jesus. Got another email here tonight from our friend Carl. Carl says, hello, Pastor John Ward, listening to you from Red Deer, Alberta. Man, I want to get to Red Deer one of these days. Praise God. We love your radio show. Thank you very much for the teachings and helping us to understand God's word. Our prayers are to him for many blessings for you. Peace. Shalom to you, Carl. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Got another email here tonight from our friend Steve. Steve says, congratulations, Pastor. The Israel trip sounds amazing. Praise God. Good luck with that, Steve from Detroit. Steve, come with us. Praise God. Love to have you all come with us. Most of the people will be traveling from Detroit to New York City, and then we'll be flying nonstop to Tel Aviv. Praise God. And we'll be together for 9 days. You'll make some new friends. Awesome group. I'll be with you. We'll be broadcasting the radio show live from Israel. You ready for that one, Gary?
I can't wait.
Yeah, so I think it's about 5 hours ahead of us. So 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So about 1:30 in the morning. Not as bad as when we were in Africa. That was 3:30 in the morning. Praise God. Amen. But it's such a privilege to be with you all every week. And we'll see where we can do it from. Find a good location there live from Israel. So you all have to tune in on Facebook to see us there in November when we're in Israel. Praise God. Steve, call you blessed tonight. We love you. Thank God for your email tonight. Got another email here tonight from our friend Joe. Joe says, very nice, 100 shows. Congrats. I can honestly say that I've listened to at least 50 of them. I'm trying. Ha! Amen, Joe. Well, we're so glad to have you tonight and every Sunday in Jesus' name. Call you blessed, Joe, in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend Mason. Mason says, loving the show tonight. Thanks for everything. Such a blessing to hear you, Mason. Thank you, Mason. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. If you have a Bible question tonight, maybe something's been puzzling you and you're wondering about this or wondering about something regarding what the Bible says about a certain situation or something that's maybe come up with some of your friends, email me. Love to talk to you about it tonight. The Bible has every answer that we need. I don't know all of them, but we can certainly find out what the Bible says about the subject. Let's go to another email here tonight from Florence. Florence says, hello, Pastor. We are in San Jose, California. What is your take on all these pastors and priests being forced to not open their congregations and churches? Can you say hypocrites? I know, Florence. What do you think about it, Gary?
I think that's correct. Our governments are allowing certain things to open, and there are synagogues and churches they're not. So hypocrisy at its finest.
I know. So like right now, Toronto goes gray tomorrow, which means that the pharmacies and grocery stores and other places are up to 50% capacity. The stores are opening. The mall is opening. You can go to the mall. You can go to all these different places. The cardinal of the Catholic Church over Toronto was on the news all weekend, and he was saying that how is it that hundreds of people can be in the mall shopping, but we can't have more than 10 people in the church? It's absolute hypocrisy, and there's no bones about it. Now, I don't know if you all know about Pastor James Coates. Pastor James is in Edmonton, just outside of Edmonton, Alberta. And he's a pastor of Grace Life Church. And he said, listen, I got a congregation to take care of. I got sheep that I'm supposed to take care of. And I have a responsibility to God in order to take care of them. And I can't do it at 15% capacity. My building holds 500 people. And you're telling me I can only have 50 people. I can't minister to the needs of the people. And so I'm not going to do it. And we can do it safely. Now, Gary, our church was open from June until December. November 22nd, June to November 22nd, and we didn't have one outbreak in the church. We did it all safely. We did everything the way they told us to do it. And even Pastor James, there's some rumors that he told people not to wear masks and all this stuff. That's a bunch of garbage. That's not true. I heard his wife in an interview.
I don't believe that.
No, it's not true. His wife in an interview the other day was talking about it and how they had a section that was behind a plexiglass for people that didn't feel comfortable wearing a mask, or they had a health challenge or breathing problems or whatever. But they're not compelling anyone to come to church. They actually called all of their elderly and said, if you're in this certain bracket of vulnerability, stay home, watch on the internet. But there are other people who have got issues with addictions and issues in their marriage and issues in their mind and other things, and they need to worship God. They need to come together. And the scripture tells us in Hebrews 10 to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. And so the government has stopped our freedom of worship, and they refuse to see it. You can go to the mall. Gary, you can sit on a plane right now, shoulder to shoulder,
right,
on an airplane. And when you're eating or drinking, you can take off your mask on an airplane.
Right next to the person, 8 inches.
Right next to the person, 8 inches, with your mask off, eating your meal. And yet you can't go to church and worship. It's absolute hypocrisy. And we're standing against it, but we're not going to be weary in well-doing either, Florence. We're going to keep trusting God. We're going to keep our eyes on Jesus. We know that this too shall pass. And I mean, I'm telling you, I'm right behind the bishop of the Catholic Church and whatever we need to do to move this thing along, because it is hypocrisy. The kids go to school. You can go to the mall. You can go to wherever, but you can't go to church. It's total hypocrisy. Praise God. Thank you for your email, Florence. We call you blessed in Jesus' name. Got another email here tonight from our friend Bryce. Bryce, that was my great-grandmother's name, Bryce. Praise God. Last name, actually. I don't know what her first name was. Great-great-grandmother. Praise God. Grandma Bryce, they called her. Hi, Pastor. Do you know what else you have said for everyone on your 100 radio shows? You have said, we call you blessed. Thank you. Back to you. Amen. Thank you, Bryce. I don't think I started that right away. Did I start that right away, Gary?
No.
I think it was maybe a year ago. But it's been a while now. I mean, we'll be 2 years come, what, April? I think I have to look at the dates. Oh, I got it right here. Let's see. Our first show was on April 28th, 2019. And here we are 100 episodes later. Praise God forever. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Bryce, I call you blessed in Jesus' name. Another email here tonight from our friend James. James says, hi, were there any unwritten truths that were not a part of the New Testament? Someone told me that there were some. If so, what became of the unwritten truths which our Lord and the apostles taught? Please clarify. Thank you. Great question. And I'm sure a lot of other people would want this answer as well. We find it in the Gospel of John. And in the Gospel of John, chapter 21, we will begin with verse 25. And I'm going to put it up on the screen in just a hot second. Praise the Lord. Should be up there now. Yep. Okay. So he says, and there are also many other things which the Lord Jesus did. So notice again, verse 25. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written therein. Amen. So, yeah, he did lots of other things. And, of course, the apostles did many things, too, that we don't find in the scriptures. Not everything is recorded. And, again, the scripture tells us that if everything was recorded that Jesus said there and did, there would not be enough books in the whole world to contain what he did. Wow. And that's in 3.5 years. Because remember, his miracles didn't begin until he was baptized in the River Jordan. That's when the miracles started. Praise God. One of my notes here, it's up on the screen. It says, this verse simply expresses the idea that Jesus had done so many things which were not written, that if they should be written in books, the world... the word world here is the Greek word cosmos, which means the system, would not have room for them. Men would not even take time to pursue or digest them. And then, of course, the apostles did many things that we don't find in the book of Acts or we don't find in the epistles that are written to us. Why? Because God got to us what we needed. And even the things that Jesus said and did, there were things that we don't know about that are not written. Some we find were passed on through tradition. Some things were written down by historians like Josephus and others. Josephus is one of the greatest historians, who was a Jew captured by the Romans. And then he wrote down all the history of what he had experienced with the burning of Jerusalem and prior to Jerusalem. He's a great historian, Josephus, praise God. But in terms of scripture, man, we don't look at any other books in terms of scripture. The 66 books that we have in the Bible is God speaking to us. And that's what we stick with. But remember, Jesus said, my words that I say speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the word of God is not bound by what was written. But remember, what was written is also not the opinion of man or even having come from man. It's coming from God. For all scripture is inspired by God. The word inspired, inspiration, means it's God breathed. God moved upon holy men who wrote down these words for us so that God could bring his word to us. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Call you blessed tonight, James. In Jesus' name. Got another email here tonight from our friend. They're coming in. Hold on. I skipped one here. Got one from Catherine. Catherine says, hi, radio has never sounded so blessed in Lexington, Kentucky. Thanks for the word, Catherine. Thank you, Catherine. That really encourages Gary and I tonight and everyone else connected with this radio show. We encourage you to let other people know. Share us on Facebook. Share us by sending out on your social media. I always find out that the people who end up listening most come from word of mouth. So share it. Let other people know. If you're blessed by this radio show, tell other people, praise God. And you know, one thing great about this radio show is it doesn't cost you anything. You're receiving this word, this message, free of charge, coming from our church, Word of Faith International Christian Center in Toronto, Ontario. We love you, and we want to feed your faith and starve your doubts. Praise God. Got another email here tonight from our friend Kelly. Uh-oh, let me go back to Catherine. Catherine, I call you blessed in Jesus' name. Got another email here tonight from our friend Kelly. Kelly says, just want to tell all your listeners, as things lighten up for COVID, still be careful and pray, as we are not out of the woods as of yet. Thanks, Pastor. Amen, Kelly. We need to walk in wisdom. We need to walk in use the common sense that God gave us. Wash your hands. The Bible talks about washing your hands. If you're sick, the Bible in Leviticus talks about covering your mouth. Don't cough on people. Cover your mouth. If you're sick, he says, go outside of the camp. In other words, stay at home while you're sick. I tell that to people all the time. It's not because you're out of faith. You're not out of faith if you stay at home because you're fighting some symptoms. Don't go to work when you're hacking and coughing, for crying out loud, and spread it to everybody else. Stay home. Receive your healing. That's why you got sick days. Praise God. And God will always provide. So don't spread your germs, man. I see that happen all the time, where people, especially in children's church, they bring their kids to church and they're like, oh, you know, he wasn't feeling good an hour ago. He had a fever of 102, 39, but we gave him Tylenol and now his fever's gone. Well, duh, the fever's gone because you gave him Tylenol, but it doesn't mean he's still not fighting an infection. Take him home, praise God. Otherwise, you're going to spread it to other people. Use common sense, people. Hallelujah. Amen. Walking by faith doesn't mean you throw out common sense. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Kelly, you got me stirred up. Call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Got another email here tonight from our friend Amy. Amy says, Richmond, Virginia loves you. Can you please give out the information about your Israel trip that's coming up? Amen. And I'm going to put up the link on the screen right now for you. It's wordoffaithtoronto.com/Israel2021. I'll make sure we also put it up on the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio website, so that you can also, let me tell Minister Adrian right now, add Israel trip to spiritoffaithradio.com, period. So we'll get that on there for you as well. Check out spiritoffaithradio.com. We'll put it up there. But you can also go to our website, the church website, wordoffaithtoronto.com/Israel2021. I'd love to meet you personally. I'd love for you to come with us. It is a life-changing trip. Again, this will be my fifth trip. I've studied it. I take tours there. And we're going to learn so much and have an amazing time together. We'll have a communion miracle service right there in the Garden Tomb. We will have a worship service on the Sea of Galilee on a boat. We'll be eating our meals together. We'll have a Shabbat dinner with a rabbi in Jerusalem. We'll come into Jerusalem on Shabbat on Friday. We'll have a special night by going to the Kotel, which is the Western Wall. We will then have dinner with the rabbi on Shabbat. We'll then take a personal tour inside the wall of the Western Wall. You'll go deeper than anybody can go. We buy special tickets. We go down into the wall and we explore all the things that they have found in there, including the road of Emmaus that led from the world into Jerusalem, where people would come on their pilgrimages every single year. Of course, there's three pilgrimages where Jews were commanded to come into Jerusalem. Sukkot, which is the Feast of Tabernacles, Pesach, which is the Feast of Passover, and then Shavuot, which is the Feast of Pentecost or the Feast of Weeks. And the God commanded the Jews to come into Israel three times a year to worship God in Jerusalem and commanded them to rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. I wanted to get to that tonight. I don't think we're going to have time. Probably get to it next week. But you can find it in Deuteronomy. Chapter 12. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, he commanded them to honor these three festivals by going to Jerusalem. Everybody needs to go to Jerusalem. I had such a desire for 20 some years to go to Jerusalem. And finally, when I got to go, I've now been four times in 3 years and planning to go again this year. My desire is to go to Jerusalem twice a year. I love it. It is just the most amazing place in the world. It's going to be the capital of the world for the entire 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ, the earthly Jerusalem. Now, I'm not talking about the holy city, the new Jerusalem, which will come down out of heaven, and it will be the eternal capital of God on the earth when there is a new heaven and a new earth. You say, Pastor, I've never heard any of this stuff. Well, read your Bible. It's all in the Bible. Praise God. Thank God. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. Hallelujah. Amen. I really, really appreciate your email tonight, Amy, and I hope you can go to Israel with us. I pray, Father, for all the listening audience, I pray that each one of them will seriously pray about going, and I pray that you will make a way for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go ahead and take that. Say, I receive that prayer right now. I receive the answer to that prayer right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again, Amy. Call you blessed in Jesus' name. Got another email here tonight from our friend Rachel. That's my daughter's name, Rachel. Rachel says, hello, just joined the show. I'm a bit scared about these new variants of the virus. Any specific teachings in the Bible to help overcome my fears about this? Thank you. Absolutely. Rachel, and you're not the only one. There are so many that are dealing with fear about this, including the media. And so they are now transmitting the fear over the airwaves, because that's all this stupid variant is. These variants are nothing but fear. There's only 500 cases of the variant in the entire country of Canada. And there's really no hard science that it's any more contagious than anything else. It's all hypothesis and theory and all this other garbage. But let's go to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 16. And the scripture tells us, and we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. He that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. Herein is our love perfected. Our love comes to full maturity, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love. Develop mature love. Cast out all fear. The word cast means to flush it out. It gets rid of the fear. So what you need to do is believe how much God loves you. And when you believe how much God loves you, it'll get rid of all the fear. Rachel, I love you. God loves you. We call you blessed tonight in Jesus' name. Got another email here tonight from our friend Todd. Hello, my brother. Todd says, reading the New Testament through in 1 year. Praise God. In Mark 15, that's right, everybody. You can get on board too with our Bible reading program, and it's found at wordoffaithtoronto.com, and it's under Stay Filled. So Stay Filled, the first tab is our bookmark, and we read one chapter a day, 5 days a week, and you'll have read the whole New Testament in 1 year. Thanks for that reminder, Todd. Really appreciate it. He says, Todd says, in Mark 15, it says, they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. And in Mark 15, it also says, one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. I don't understand these drinks, and what's the meaning behind him not drinking it? Well, I think we'll probably get into that next week, but just remind me. But real quickly, he would not drink it because he didn't want to dull the pain. But then at the end, and I believe there is where he had finished and said, it is finished. And then he took the drink and then he died. These were ceremonial type things that they did. And to get more into it, I'd have to do some more research and study. But it's a really good question. So remind me next week, Todd. We'll get to it in Jesus' name. Call you blessed, my brother. Love you. Got another email here tonight from our friend George. George says, crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm not sure what is crazy. Is that connected to this picture, Gary?
Yeah, I think there was, if that had an attachment on it, I believe.
Is this the picture of the church in Edmonton?
It's something in Canada about
Canadian,
a pastor.
Okay, yeah. So it says, Canadian pastor jailed over COVID-19 violations. And then the comment from George is crazy, crazy, crazy. I agree with you 100%. And, you know, we talked about at the beginning of the show, the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And they were arguing in Romans 14 about whether or not to eat meat or not eat meat. And he says, you know, don't let this drive a wedge between you and your brother. Well, whether you agree with Pastor James Coates or you don't agree, don't let it drive a wedge. He's still our brother. He's still a pastor. And so we need to honor him. And he believes he's heard from God. So keep praying for him. And this too shall pass in Jesus' name. They did announce that he's going to be in jail for the next 2 months until the trial. The judge will not do anything. And the prosecutor, the Crown, said that they're afraid of anybody finding out who they are because they're afraid for their life. Praise God. But in Christ, man, we walk in love. Here's another good friend of mine, Milton Jones. Hello, Pastor. Good evening. Congratulations on show 100. Such an awesome milestone. Juwin and I love you and call you blessed. Have an awesome evening. Respectfully. Amen. God bless you, Milt. Love you so much, brother. And Juwin, trust you guys are doing well. Hope to talk to you soon. Last email of the night is from our friend Don. Don says, Pastor, how did the church come to recognize the books of the New Testament as scripture? Thanks for the answer. Well, it came together in 90 AD at the Council of Nicaea. And it's when the council of many, many, many people came together to go through the different books. And that's when they determined what lined up with each other and what the Holy Spirit was saying. And these 66 books became the canon of scripture, and they have been ever since. Now, some have tried to add books to it. The Catholic Church has tried to add the Apocrypha. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have tried to add the Book of the Mormon and all this kind of garbage. But no, man, we stick with the 66 books, which are the canon of scripture. Praise God. What a great show tonight, and great to be with you. The time always flies so fast, and Gary's so gracious to always give us a couple extra minutes. Man, we love you so much. Celebrating 100 episodes tonight. Until next week, don't forget to check out spiritoffaithradio.com. There's a little, if you're on Facebook, you'll see the QR code. Just grab onto that and it'll take you right there. Check out our Israel trip coming up 2021. You can go with us. wordoffaithtoronto.com, Israel 2021. All the payments and arrangements are being made through Frosh Travel, so you'll deal directly with the travel agent. Until next week, I want to remind you that God loves you. He is exalted. The devil is defeated. Jesus is Lord, and keep fighting the good fight of faith.
Thank you for listening to The Spirit of Faith with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101.